NGU blazed the wrong trail, April 30th, 2024. Introduction. My alma mater, North Greenville University, a Southern Baptist institution that competes in Division II of the NCAA, unveiled its new mascot, the Trailblazers, last night, replacing their old moniker of the Crusaders that they had used since 2001. Now, I will say that I am profoundly thankful for my time at NGU. I graduated in 2009 with a BA in journalism, and as far as I can tell, the school's overall trajectory since my graduation has been positive, both theologically and institutionally. That doesn't mean, however, that they will always make the right decision. Why, though? There has been no explanation as to why, quote, it's time for a new chapter, end quote, as NGU President Gene Fant said in the hype video, though it's safe to assume that the revisionist history surrounding the Crusades of the Middle Ages played a role. The Crusades indeed had some dark moments, such as the Fourth Crusade and the Children's Crusade, but we do our spiritual forebears and ourselves no favors by caving in to the current narrative of the Crusades being some form of colonialism. No, the Crusades were a noble effort that were an attempt to drive back the invading Muslim forces. What people forget is that it was Islam that invaded Christian lands, not the other way around. It was Islam that promised raping of European women or eternal copulation with scores of supernatural women in the afterlife, a win-win for carnal desires. It was Christians who decided to defend their spiritual brethren from the oppression of those who worship a demon god. That is something to be celebrated, not shied away from. And before someone chimes in with something about how the alt-right has co-opted the imagery and language of the Crusades, I would say that moves like this only abandon the imagery wholesale. Now, the only defenders of our older brothers in the faith will be the trolls with anonymous X accounts. Typical storytelling. As one who follows athletics aesthetics, it was also saddening to see NGU engage in the same corporatized storytelling that accompanies every new logo or uniform set. Trailblazers are innovators, leaders, pioneers, and adventurers, NGU Executive Vice President Rich Grimm said. Like our students and student athletes, they negotiate a path forward through the unknown and establish a trail for others to follow. And regarding the selection of a fox as the mascot for some reason, the animal displays qualities that also embody a trailblazer. The red fox is clever, resourceful, wise, fast, tenacious, and brave, and it adapts to its ever-changing environment while continually expanding its territory. Never mind that the Bible never has anything positive to say about the symbolism of the fox. And regarding the overall logo design, Rickbaugh Graphics explains that it contains rich symbolism that is very appropriate for NGU. The overall shield shape represents both the strength and unity on campus. The top crest of the shield is a nod to the local geography of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And finally, the Red Fox is focused on the North Star, which has long been a guiding light for explorers. This light symbolizes both reaching for the stars and setting one's sights high, and of course underscores the fact that NGU has long been referred to as a light on the hill. UniWatch's Paul Lucas summed up this kind of corporate speak well just yesterday regarding the Tampa Bay Rays City Connect uniforms, which emphasize the Tampa area's daring individuality, connected community, and its independent underground spirit, saying, "We get it. Every team is bold, tenacious, pugnacious, proud, resilient, strong, iconoclastic, irrepressible, indomitable, fiercely protective of its past, but charting an intrepid course toward the future." Blah, blah, blah. How many different ways can you say the same thing about every single place? Lucas's words can be applied here as well. There's a ton of verbiage up there without really saying anything. There's still time. Not many remember this, but the San Francisco 49ers released a new helmet and logo in 1991 that lasted all of one day before being canceled due to fan backlash. I hope Dr. Fant and the rest of the board, who, again, generally do a fantastic job as far as I'm aware, can come to their senses on this move. Even through my natural sarcasm, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. At the same time, I should probably just give it 10 years as NGU runs through mascots like Taylor Swift runs through boyfriends. And if NGU sticks with this mascot change, my one demand is that the new fight song has to be Stephen Curtis Chapman's The Great Adventure. Saddle up your horses. We've got a trail to blaze.